than Larry Beal of ABC 7.
This is the letter. Yep. This is a great work of fiction, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is. So many A's fans would say this explanation is both weak and long overdue, but we're finally hearing from Fisher about exactly how we got to this point in time. Fisher says he knows the A's are part of the fabric of Oakland and then goes on to explain his version of reality. Fisher says when he and his business partner, Lou Wolf, bought the team back in 2005, quote, our dream was to win world championships and build a new ballpark in Oakland. Over the next 18 years, we did our very best to make that happen. We proposed and pursued five different locations in the Bay Area, and despite mutual and ongoing efforts to get a deal done for the Howard Terminal project, we came up short. Now, he goes on to say, I know there is great disappointment, even bitterness, though I wish I could speak to each one of you individually. I can tell you this from the heart. We tried. Staying in Oakland was our goal, it was our mission, and we failed to achieve it, and for that, I am genuinely sorry.
Yeah, that was Larry Beal with the assist there on the Friday flush. Larry Beal was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, too. Check out that interview on the Odyssey app. But, yeah, that was presented by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Be sure to check out their website at flowingwater.net.
You know...
Well done, love.
I think about the candlestick site all the time. And, again, I'm sports-oriented. I know that when you, like, serve a community with a piece of land that... The community has to use it, right? So it can't just be what Joe Shasky likes, right? You know what I mean? Like, I like sports. Well, there's a lot of people that don't like sports, and I get that, right? And so it's difficult to balance things out. And this goes into a little bit of, you know, political talk. I know we get a little nervous and whatnot, but my point being is that we were promised as a community that Candlestick was going to get developed, and this Lennar Corporation was going to get the land, and they were going to develop it, and it was going to be great for the community. It's been 10 years. Let me ask you, Bonte, A, is anything even there? And B, has that been good for the community?
No, it hasn't. Although Double Rock Projects, I guess they got some new housing complexes over there. But to your point, nothing has been.
I'm talking about the Candlestick site specifically.
Yeah, no, I know, right there, next to Double Rock. Yeah, there's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Sad. And so I guess what I'm saying is right now it's like the Coliseum stuff. I'm very interested to see if they can actually crack the code on this as a community and hit a grand slam. Yeah. Whatever they end up doing with it, just do something
houses,
with that land that helps the community out. And I'm with Brody on that. Like, yes, the Howard Terminal thing.
Yeah.
Now's the time. Like, all right, no excuse. Get the Fisher out of the way and just do whatever is right, whether that is a mixed-use housing, whether that's businesses, some sort of like park, something. Just you got to do something that's positive for the community. They cannot go back and in 2034 you and I are having this hopefully this conversation on air and it's the same story that's happening in Candlestick now.
No doubt. Housing complexes, something low-income housing, make it affordable for people. I don't know, there's a lot of options you could do at the Coliseum site, but you know, you talk about stadiums and what's there and what's not there. I'm a sports geek, so you know, when we travel, the first thing I do when I'm looking at seeing, okay, is there a game going? So when Anna and I went to Hawaii, we went to Hawaii about 5 years ago. I'm such a sicko. I said, boy, the Hawaii Warriors, they have a basketball game at night. Tickets are $3. She goes, we did not come here to go watch a college basketball game. That's me. And then I was like, well, it's next to Aloha Stadium. That's where they played the Pro Bowl for many years. I want to see it.
Yeah.
So I drive up 101 North every day to get to the show and get to the city. And it is weird. You see, it's just, you look to the right, there's nothing there.
The absence
and when I have
of
my
that
daughter,
stadium.
And when I have my daughter, just like, she just, I'm like, she has no idea what would loom large when you're driving up 101 North, coming from South City, coming from San Bruno, and you see that Candlestick, where it's like, it was a dump, but it was our dump.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, if you have friends who lived on the other side of Hunter's Point, you see the stadium in their backyard, it's like, that's a pro stadium right there. We have professional sports right there in our backyard. And so to see it get torn down and nothing happen over there, it is sad because it's a hidden gem in San Francisco. The views that you could get.
The weather's
from
good.
The weather's good. You know, you get a little windy at night, but you got the view of the East Bay, the Bay Bridge. It's beautiful.
Well, and they have developed, to give them credit, I don't know if you ever drove through like Old Harbor Road area.
They developed West Point, West Bob, and under,
it
all
looks
that
incredible.
Stuff.
It looks unrecognizable, quite frankly. But the actual site where Candlestick is It's just ruins.
It's terrible.
It just looks like it's just been sitting there for a decade in rubble.
It's terrible. It's nothing.
I wish they would have just put, like, we have Crocker Park, which is over the hill over there. There's Gilman Park, which is a smaller one diamond with a couple hoops right there. It's a little, little field right there. Put a couple of, turf soccer fields. Put a couple of baseball diamonds. Put something out there so we don't have to drive down to Santa Clara and drive down to Twin Creeks and Sunnyvale. Put something for the community and just reinvest a little bit into the youth. We know, like, that's what we have to do. It bugs me. They want the corporate money and they want, certain subsidies and whatnot. I hope that the Coliseum gets utilized for the community, and I'm very skeptical.
Well, how about alleviate some of the pain with the homelessness out here and just build? I'm always about building houses and making sure people have a home, having a roof over their head. Single mom with three kids can't pay the rent, living in the projects. How about we move her out to a better spot? So I always go housing first, but I understand the youth sports, because youth sports was very important in my life, kept me out of trouble. So I wouldn't be here without youth sports. But always, if you can't figure out youth sports, what about getting affordable housing in a city that's very, very expensive?
No doubt. I think whenever you do these types of things, you want a mixed use so that the people living in the homes have something for their children to do after school if they're out working, right? You have to invest in that infrastructure as a community.
We got Vern Glenn coming up. Vern Glenn, we got Shasky's Five Plays. He's got to see against the Patriots. And then we'll get to Matt and Sack before we get to Vern Glenn. That's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Thank you guys, Shasky, and I've listened to you guys every single morning on the way to work. You guys make my morning drive way better.
What's the guy, Will in Reno? That was his name?
The world's biggest little city.
Unbelievable. Speedy Bubble text line 408.
Take a playoff in August.
Take a playoff, 408. Take a playoff. Matt in Sacramento, what's happening?
Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Not bad.
You okay? You need a hug?
No. Oh, man. So sad, man. I grew up a diehard Ace fan from Sacramento, and just watching and hearing Dallas, Brody, and Bip, it immediately brought me back to the 2011 NBA season when Sacramento legitimately thought that we were losing the Kings and they were leaving for Seattle. And I remember Kings broadcasters at the time, Grant Napier and Jerry Reynolds, did this super emotional send-off. And just so lucky for us, we had Kevin Johnson as a mayor, who was a former NBA player. But it's just the worst, man. I've been pretty on board and kind of reluctantly excited that the A's were coming out here next season. But seeing the faces, hearing the pain from all these grown men, it's just I'm kind of out on this now, man. I love baseball. I grew up loving and playing this sport. But you can count me out. And the only saving grace I would say for the A's fans and for my love for Major League Baseball is hearing that the late, great Padres owner, Peter Seidler, was against the A's moving to Las Vegas. And he had reportedly managed to put together a group of like seven or eight owners to vote against the A's move. And obviously, unfortunately he passed away. So I'm rooting for the Padres now. And that's all I got, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for the call. We're going to get Vern Glenn on in just a second. We're talking about like housing and what to do with the complexes at Candlestick. I did drive through the park, and now I'm getting my Shasky on. When we go through the park on 48th at night, we need more lights. We need more lighting. You get to the stop sign, you have no idea who's walking across the intersection.
Where?
48th Avenue. When you go through the park, enter the park, go to Gay Park, 48th Avenue in Fulton. Drive through that little road. We need more lighting. It's a little too dark. A little too dark.
I'm with you on that. Electricians, step up.
Hey, more lighting. Don't want people getting hit in the intersection. Don't want bikers coming out of nowhere. It just gets a little too dark.
You never heard the story about me and my local supervisor?
No.
What's up, Norman Yee? And I'll put his business out there. I got to go there. No, we're going there.
When I first met, first started doing shows together, this is like overtime days. And we're talking about you get those city council meetings in your neighborhood or whatnot. And Shaq goes, yeah, Michelle and I attend those. I said, of course you attend those. I would not waste a second of my life attending those. Now, I want to know what's going on.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to know what's going on, but...
Here's what I learned. So I moved into the neighborhood 15 years ago. We bought our house 15 years ago, and there's a couple of people that I call the do-nothings. And what I mean by that is they don't do nothing all day except, like, push paperwork for the neighborhood. And it's whatever they want. They get the signatures, and it gets pushed through. And I'm like, well, hold up here. Time out. There are other people that are working that are very busy that also want to have influence. But the do-nothings are the ones that have nothing going on during the day. They can go downtown and get stuff finalized. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they've got certain, you know, two-hour parking in your neighborhood. It's like, well, the do nothing's got a bunch of things signed, and you know that's how it gets pushed through. You have to understand how to work your local agencies, and so people know who I'm talking about. There's a specific person. So he goes, hey, well, if you want to have influence, Joe, you need to show up to some of these meetings. This is early on. I go, all right, I'll show up to one of these meetings. It happens to be that the district supervisor, Norman Yee, and I'm putting his business out there, showed up to it. So they hawk up there, and they're like, oh, because I'm part of the West Portal neighborhood district, whatever you want to call it. They're like, we're going to redo this park, okay? This specific park that's been redone four different times in the last 20 years. And I said, this is like location discrimination. And they go, sir, it's not your turn to talk. It is. It is, because it's a richer part of the neighborhood than my neighbor. My part of the neighborhood's kind of a blight on the district as a whole because it's not as fancy. And I said, hold up. I raised my hand because they were like, you need to, like, you know, wait your turn. I raised my hand and I was like, hey, Norman, you know, what about putting some lights over here for all the kids and all the parents that want to play at this playground? What about actually having a playground over here that's actually, you know, functional and doesn't have screws and nails and God knows what else in the sand? How about we, like, you know, spread some of the money that develops these parks to a park that hasn't been touched in 40 years? I don't think that's egregious. And they're like, sir, you need to talk to Norman afterwards. And I'm like, well, what's the point of you showing up to one of these neighborhood meetings if you're not going to ask, you know, and answer some of the questions from the actual people out here? And the guy who's one of the head do-nothings in the neighborhood's like, you're ruining this for us. He's never going to come to one of these. I go, this is his job. Your job as a supervisor is to hear people like me. So, of course, I go, all right, let's go outside, you know, and I waited outside for this guy. And then one of his handlers was like, Norman doesn't have time to talk. Oh, thanks. Well, thanks. This is our local politics coming to work. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Have you ever thought about running for office?
Oh, yeah. I'm too real. I already admit, I'd love to. I'm just way too real.
You could do it. I mean, maybe the city needs
you
that.
You tell it like it is.
Here's the problem. Maybe the city needs that. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I'm too honest. My teeth aren't white enough, and I'm too honest. These people are frauds.
You should run for office.
Oh, I already told Norman. I go, bro, I'm never voting for you again. No, you suck.
No, you told him.
I told him to his face, and he sucked. And then Michelle was like, "We're never gonna be allowed." And we haven't gone back since then.
Has he been reelected?
What's that?
Has Norman Yee been reelected?
He's phased out.
He's phased out.
We've got a current person in there who I want out too. I'm not going to give you who I want to win West Portal. It's a good dude. You actually met him at boxing night.
Oh yeah. I did. Yeah.
Got great hair. Apart.
A lot of people hit me up and say, "Hey, maybe you could speak here." I don't speak at political events. I don't
for the
show
Bonte
up the political
endorsement.
No, here's, I'm not, Bonte Hill, and
I approve this message.
I just listen. I'm in a no win situation. I literally just talked about having affordable housing, and I got to do it on 408, going crazy, losing his mind, calling me all kind of names in the book because I said we want affordable housing. So political parties, if you're out there, you need not doing it. Not coming around.
Look at anyone who knows West Portal knows J.P. Murphy Park has been redone 10,000 times, okay? There's a lot of money in West Portal, Forest Hill area. You don't need to redo that park. You know what park needed to be redone? The one on Alamany.
Yeah.
The one that has no lights. The one that has the tiniest, saddest structure you've ever seen in your life. Are there no kids in Lakeview? Are there no kids in the Metna? Fix that park. You've done J.P. Murphy 16 times in 20 years. Do that part. All I'm saying is spread a little bit over there. That's all I was saying. Be realistic.
I want you to run for years.
I wonder what those campaign rallies are going to be like.
Yeah, what would those campaign rallies be like? You got the money to get the billboards and everything.
Here's what my campaign would be.
Endorse,
the Common Sense Party. the common sense party. It's pretty straightforward, okay? We're not living on the edges. I'm right in the middle, okay? On some things, I'm fiscally conservative. Whatever you want to do at home, go right ahead. But, like, we overthink everything.
All right. Shasky 2024, just we vote for me, dog.
We overthink everything.
Yeah, no, so now...
It's the common sense party.
Now I see, I saw something in the news since we're there.
We want safe communities. We want good schools. We want infrastructure for our children. Everyone agrees on these.
The greatest schools.
The greatest infrastructures.
You can't come up with that, right? Then follow up with that impersonation. That just eliminates everything. By the way, I saw something in the news yesterday, and I thought of you instantly. The RVs.
Oh, don't even start me.
The RVs.
Yeah, my aunt lives right down the street. You know how dangerous it is over there? Yes, it is.
It's not.
They were barbecuing without timeout. They were barbecuing next to dry leaves with no infrastructure whatsoever. They're not hooked up to anything. Where's the dumping going?
So you
going?
Watch these guys barbecue?
Bonte, I drove by and I called 311 and I was like, there is a fire going on. Yes. And if that thing catches fire and my poor aunt is her building catches fire, who's responsible? Is the RV going to pay for it? What are they hooked up to? Well, how are they? Where is the sanitation going? These are basic questions. Explain to me.
You called 311. You got too much time on your hands, man. Oh, man. Oh, the RVs are dangerous. Oh, they are. I love Friday shows,
man. And then they do this thing, like in the newspaper.
I love Friday shows.
In the newspaper,
shows.
This is what they do. They put the one picture of the one child who lives in one of the 72 RVs, and they're like, kids live here. I'm like, no, they don't. It's a bunch of druggies. What are you talking about?
There's some kids that live in there.
What?
There's some kids that live in there.
Bonte, I drive by every day. There are no children.
I do, too.
No, they're not.
I see some children come out those RVs.
They're dumping their stuff on the ground.
But I see some children come out there.
I have to put my stuff in a garbage bin, and the garbage bin I have to pay for, okay? Like, that's how it works. Stop defending the RVs. Sorry.
I'm not saying they're dead. They never bothered me, the RVs. With the college over there and everything. The RVs, I mean, you know.
It's out of control. Would you want your daughter and your wife walking around those RVs when they are very dangerous?
I wouldn't live over there.
Well, that's where I live. My neighborhood. I just want it to be safe.
Well, you're on the other side. The RVs are not over there.
I walk Lake Merced all the time.
I do, too. They don't bother me.
Well, that's a lie.
Hey, man, how you
that's
doing?
That's a lie.
I'm like, man, how you doing? I'm like, hey, I'm good. Just walking on. And they get back in their RV. oh, man, this is great. The fact that you call 311. I know. Let's go to Suchi Bay.
You have to work. Suchi you Bay. Have to learn how to work the system.
Suchi
you have to
Bay,
call 311. You could text different things, photos. Like when you see, if you see a fire. The other day, I walked over here, and there was a fire on Mason and whatever that was. Mason and Sutter, Mason and Post. It was a cardboard box on fire. I called 911. So that way the fire department will come out and put the fire out. What, you think that's... That's called being a good citizen.
A cardboard box is on fire.
It was huge. It was like a refrigerator box. It was on fire in the middle of the street. What if it catches a car on fire? This is our community. I care.
Oh. Suchi Bay, what's happening, man?
Sounds like a Lou Wolf development right there. I got you. What's up? Good morning, man. I usually don't call in, but you know, I got to call in and just give a little bit of love to my Oakland A's, man. Yesterday was a really emotional day, not only just for the A's, man. I mean, Steinman's birthday, too. The whole radio show that Goo and Matt, I call him Nagy, but Matt Nijhagen put together for him yesterday was beautiful. So that was emotional too, man. But I just wanted to call in and say the fans showed out. I think you guys, and I want to give you guys appreciation, as I always do, you know that, about just letting us have a platform yesterday, man. It's really been a kind of like a silent road for us these last, man, I can't even remember how many years it's been, but it's been tough.
It has been tough. Suchi Bay, good to hear your voice, man. We'll do 4 and a half territory. Now this is what I want to happen because I'm looking at the text line. We're going to campaign for Shasky to become mayor of this city. What should his taglines be? And I'm seeing a couple here on the text line. It's a new mobile text line.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
The Shasky campaign. See something, do something, or call 311.
There's a couple other. I am rooting against the Giants.
Here's another one. Vote for me, doggy!
but can I vote Butcher. At the bare minimum. No, I'm being real. I care about my city. I really do.
I do too, man. And but I'm not. If I see a cardboard box on fire, it's like, man, the thing's going to put out.
The thing was taller than me. Then,
come on, man.
That doesn't scare you?
No, it doesn't scare me, man.
A cardboard box the size of me on fire.
I grew up around the corner from the projects, man. There's not many things that can scare me in the neighborhood. The scariest part about neighborhood
is that catches a car on fire. Now we have problems.
Well, you know, we got problems.
I think me calling that in is the responsible thing to do.
I care about my city.
I'm not even snitching on anyone. I'm like, just send the firefighters out here. Put this thing out.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Snitching on everybody but the RVs. Nobody but the RVs.
No, the RVs got to go, dog. Got to go. They got to go. All I'm saying is if I have to pay for trash and for water and all those things, why can't they? Where's the garbage go?
Fort Howe territory, man. I still don't even
when the stakes are high.
It's scary hours for teams out there playing the 49ers this year on Sundays.
And you need a play to be made.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
You are in four down territory. The four biggest takes of the weekend on the Morning Roast.
Nah, that's a Shasky. He's driving down by the RVs. Baby LJ's in the back saying, goo goo gaga. Michelle's like, Joe, look at those guys over there barbecuing. And Joe kind of slows down, rolls the window down, looks with his shades. All right, you know what, Michelle? That's it. Let me call. 311. They're barbecuing right here. There's dry leaves. You need to get out. I got this. Do you have the binoculars? Do you like pull over for a second?
No,
double
I'm
park,
just. I'm it's called being a cognizant good citizen. I'm like, wait a minute. If that thing catches fire and makes me, you can't just barbecue anywhere you want. When you go to the park for your family, you have to rent the park spot out to use the barbecue. Like, how is this any? This is common saying, sense. Again, this, common sense party.
The
here.
Streets are saying, Walter White would have never had a chance in Albuquerque on Breaking Bad if Shasky was in that town. They would have never came up with blue. What was it, Crystal Bad? Walter White would have never cooked. He would have never made it to Albuquerque.
Four down territory.
I'm not laughing. See, people, we're just laughing. 5-1-0. Bonte laughing. This is why the project's never approved. The project's had plenty of approval. Stop.
First down.
All right, first down here, guys. Let's get things going here with four down territory. So things might be tough right now for the 49ers. They're 1-2. They got a lot of injuries. But hey, at least we aren't blank. Finish the sentence. Things are tough for the Niners, but at least we aren't blank.
At least we aren't the Panthers.
Well, they beat the Raiders last week, so.
No, at least we aren't the Panthers. They're playing Andy Dalton.
At least.
All optimism, baby.
At least we're not the Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
Paying the quarterback all this money. Deshaun Watson is. He doesn't want to run. He said he wants to throw more, but at least we're not the Cleveland Browns.
At least we're not the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ooh. Speaking of paying a quarterback a lot of money, Trevor Lawrence has regressed under Doug Peterson. He looks like he's on the hot seat now. It's also Jacksonville. They're trying to set up a new stadium down there. It's not looking good at 0-3. And within that own division, you got C.J. Stroud now, the Texans to worry about. I know they're coming off a tough loss. For a second there, it looked like it was going to be the Jags division to own 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
Coming off that playoff win. Now it looks like it's them and the Titans and the sellers. And you don't want to be anywhere near the Titans because that's another team that might be on this list.
I mean, hey, at least we aren't the Miami Dolphins right now.
What was that O for?
The Miami Dolphins.
Oh.
Okay.
I
thought a campaign alert just popped up. No, at least we aren't the Miami Dolphins. I mean, they're dealing with Tua's concussion issues right now. Guys, they are haggling between Tim Boyle or Tyler Huntley starting for them on Monday Night Football against the Titans. They're freaking out that they're going to lose that game against the Titans this Monday night. They're dealing with injuries. They can't get Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle involved in the offense. And, you know, seats heating up on Mike McDaniel down in Miami. It is an absolute disaster for the Dolphins right now.
Just saying on YouTube. Pierce said, Shashi calls 311 under the console. Your exhaust is too loud.
Second down.
Like, come on, man. Laugh. We got to make this into a joke. This is good stuff. Man.
I would rather be the White Sox.
That's insane. Come on. That'd be Vontae Hill's campaign slogan.
They're on fire right now. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Couple in a row.
Speaking of fire, YouTube is Highflix Shasky calls the cops when you eat a candy bar on the bar train. Oh, that's cold.
I mean, everybody's going to comment on YouTube.
You know,
in
front of their house.
I applaud your passion for cleaning up the streets of San Francisco.
I just want a safe community.
No, I hear you on that
that's
one.
All.
But we're going to get these jokes off, though.
Get them off.
Second down.
Have get fun them off.
Second
Make
down.
Sure you have a permit for them.
Sir, that permit's not green. Yeah. That means it's expired. You need the orange one.
Hello, FAA. There's a man in first class with his shoes off. Second down. Third down. Whatever down it is.
311, Shasky. Not 415. All right, go ahead, love it. Sorry.
All right, I just want to make sure we're done here. Second down. So, guys, well, beginning of the season,
no.
We had the belief that the NFC ran through the 49ers. Might not be the case right now. So right now, who is the NFC running through?
The NFC runs through the Minnesota Vikings and Sam Darnold.
Ooh. You know what? No, right now the NFC right now runs through the Detroit Lions. No, you know what? I got to go with the Vikings.
Wait a minute.
Of course, Sam Darnold. They get Jordan Addison back. TJ Hockenson's coming back soon. That team's loaded. They may be a threat. They may legit be a threat with Brian Flores.
I thought you guys were called the Faithful. Like, come on. Really? Really?
They got to beat the Pats, dude.
Please. Like, come on. Like, until I see them out of the playoff picture entirely, it's still the San Francisco 49ers. No, I don't believe in Jalen Hurts, who turns it over five times every game. No, I don't believe in Baker Mayfield, who turned into a pumpkin, making Bo Nix look like John Elway. Are you kidding me? And no, I don't believe in yet Jared Goff, because you know what? When he gets to the biggest moments and the biggest stages, he wets the bed. So, and Sam Darnold, please. It's been 3 weeks. Give me a break. He did this with the Panthers a couple years ago, too. No, still the Niners.
See, I think the Lions right now, it still goes through them. They're the runners-up last year. They're focused on getting their... They're having their own... They're in Operation Bourbon Street right now in Detroit. So, they're going to get together. Yeah, they stumbled against the Bucs, but long-term, Lions, they're tops of the NFC right now.
I got Friday Yannis right now. The jokes are just... Look, I want to be the first to say, in all seriousness, you're right. We need to clean these streets up. There's no doubt about it. But also these jokes. Keeping the faith. Shasky clears out the break room fridge every Friday at 95.
No, that's me at home with all the leftovers.
That's
get out of here.
That's our guy Bobby sending the emails to everyone about cleaning out the fridge. Yes. Poor Robert.
Shasky does the ride along.
Cookies. I'm like, dude, I left the building an hour ago. Why didn't you tell me this when I was there?
Shasky does the ride along with SFPD weekly.
I do sit at church with a lot of SFPD. They're in the room. Bonte, you actually made a point. You're like, man, I know a lot of cops in this room. This is at the Olympic Club Foundation.
Oh, yeah, I know. I did make a joke, huh?
Yeah, you did. You were on fire.
And, I was trying
you're
to
like,
yeah,
I don't think I could get pulled over. At
yeah, you know, you never know in that crowd, man. You never know what's going on.
It's third down.
They're saying my new tag should be Butcher Boy 311. Yeah. Not Butcher Boy 415.
Shasky reports cars that are parked at expired meters. Oh, no.
Hey.
I feel safer when there's a crackhead on my corner.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Come on, man. I'm telling you, when I moved to Daly City for like 6 months, I was scared as hell. You can hear the wind blowing. There's no cars. There's no lights. I say, get me out of the suburbs, dude. Come on, man. Get me out of here. I need somebody yelling at somebody at 3 in the morning. Going crazy. Yeah, I don't feel at home.
4:07 this morning, I'm coming up 6th Street, and a guy had a broom that he was swinging around like a baseball bat, and I did not feel safe. I'm going to let you know that.
No, I just look. It's like, oh, that guy's having a moment.
Yeah. So he's just trying to clean up the streets, and you're giving him grief for it. That's what I hear.
No, he's swinging it like a bat. I don't know if you know
well,
this.
Well, then maybe be a good citizen and educate him on how to sweep the streets up. All right, so third down here.
Okay.
Guys, as we all expected, the Commanders, Vikings, Saints, and Seahawks are atop their divisions in the NFC. Which one of those four teams is still going to be atop their division at the end of the year?
Give me the names.
the Commanders, mm-hmm. the Vikings, mm-hmm. the Saints, and the Seahawks.
I'm going to go with the Vikings. I think the Vikings have sustainable, lasting power as of right now. They've got two brilliant coordinators. Obviously, Kevin O'Connell is the head coach. And it feels like their defense is really stymieing everyone right now. I know everyone's going to be skeptical on Darnold. I told you, I'm done being skeptical on Darnold. He fits. I think it works. They've got a great combination of the run game going with obviously one of the best deep threats in the game and Justin Jefferson, and their defense is top three in sacks.
Give me the teams again.
The Commanders, you need to write them down. The Vikings, the Saints, and the Seahawks. Commanders, Vikings, Saints, and Seahawks. One more time. Commanders, Vikings, Saints, and the Seahawks.
Not a 15. What was the 15 again? Vikings, man. The Vikings. I want to see what Seattle does on Monday night. I'm reserving judgment on the Seahawks. Monday Night Football, Detroit Lions in Motown. They won there last year, week two. Geno Smith had a really good game. They won that game, what was it, like 38-34? They beat the Patriots. They beat Miami with no quarterback. They beat Denver in Bo Nix's first game in the NFL. I need to see if they're legit or not. So I'm going to reserve judgment on Seattle. I got my binoculars on Seattle. Remember, I was worried about McDonald and his new defense. Seattle's got something cooking. But let's see if they're legit.
And
they beat
worried.
The Lions. They beat the Lions on Monday. Seattle's back, baby. But right now, Minnesota.
This might be an overreaction Friday for me just based off Monday Night Football's performance. Why not the Commanders? Why not Cliff Kingsbury and Jayden Daniels being Shanahan and RG3 times two, baby? Go with the Commanders right now. I'm all in on Jayden Daniels.
You are, huh?
I love Jayden Daniels. Antonio Pierce loved him, too.
I like Cliff Kingsbury as an OC. Yeah. Can't get a play call in.
Yeah, he was smart not to pick the Raiders job, and he took that one.
He's, dude.
Cliff the Clock about, Kingsbury?
We always discuss when Shanahan walked on the field that day. Yeah. We all went crazy over Trey Lance, and he had all the swagger, and hair was combed, he had the gel in. Yeah. Remember when Cliff Kingsbury came here with Josh Rosen?
It was best.
He was on that side. And then when he had Colt McCoy, he was working that sideline. He had the Ray-Bans on.
Second and five. God. This is Eno Benjamin. A little hop step. And oh, he trucked Trey Kirkpatrick and takes it in for the touchdown.
When I saw...
Oh my goodness.
When I saw Josh Rosen throw not one but two deep balls to Christian Kirk, I knew Cliff was the truth.
Hey, dude, he was on
I
that
I swear
side.
To God, the ball was in the air forever.
Oh, dude, it was a dime. It was a dime.
That was after only two wins?
Yes, it was their
against
two
the
wins. One in overtime. We watched it in your basement.
That's right.
Remember I had the little tiny tight shorts on?
I don't remember
wasn't that.
Was that
Steve Wilkes here with Josh Rosen? That was Steve Wilkes.
It was only two wins. It was Steve Wilkes. It always comes back to Steve Wilkes.
Oh, man, missed that guy.
Oh, my God, what a legend. That's what we need. We need fat heads of, like, Farhad, Steve Wilkes, Jimmy G.
That's a good call.
I mean, just like the
Pete
who's
Carroll,
who.
Gabe Kapler. Can we get an exclusive with Gabe on Monday? Whatever happens with the Giants, I want to hear from him.
Shirt balky.
I'll hit him up. I'm gonna pick. It's an election year, so I'm gonna go with Derek Carr and the Saints winning the NFC South. Fourth down.
Down.
All right, fourth down, guys.
Lovin's so mad at us right now.
I know he's pissed.
How can you be mad?
I don't know if we're doing a segment or if we're just telling jokes. I know.
We're doing everything.
But listen, man.
It's a flailing finish Friday.
We're playing the damn Patriots. Who gives a damn about the Patriots? If the Niners lose against the Patriots, then Monday show's already built.
It'll be liquid hot Magnum.
Right, don't you worry. Guys will get cooked. Like in an RV. They will get cooked.
All right, champ.
All right, guys, so for fourth down, this is an open-ended topic here. You guys paying attention to what's going on with UNLV right now?
I am.
Oh, you got to destroy the NIL program.
With their quarterback, Matthew Slucka, is walking away from the 3-0, 23rd-ranked UNLV Rebels because there is a disagreement over the $100,000 NIL deal he was given. Apparently, an assistant coach made that offer to him, and so he went to the head coach like, hey, where's my money? Head coach is like, I never agreed with you on that deal. So Sluka's like, all right, I have eligibility left. I'm going to redshirt this season and transfer. So my question is, how long until we see a college football player hold out to get a better NIL deal?
Oh, my God.
Or hold in if you want to go down that road.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
This is where we're at in pro sports or college sports or whatever the hell we're calling it now. Even though it is for... give me a break. I'll say this. My little cousin is going through... Well, he's going to go to Arkansas. I got a snap picture into baseball, and now baseball in the SEC.
Yeah.
Let me just let you know. It's lucrative
yes.
to be a high-profile prospect like he is. He's probably going to get drafted. Yeah, he wants schemes. To go to Arkansas.
He wants more.
Let me just say this. If baseball is handing out money the way football is probably handing out money, I can tell you right now, the holdouts are going to be large.
Yeah, they will be large. The holdouts, this is just the tip of the iceberg here.
Exactly.
The tip of the iceberg.
They got to figure out some way to like regulate this or something, because it is just so free-for-all Wild West with these NILs and the transfer stuff. Like, I don't know how they do it, but they got to figure something out, because it's only a matter of time. Like, what if a guy wins the Heisman? It's like, well, you know what? I want another NIL deal, or else I'm not playing in the bowl game.
Dude,
like,
well, forget all that.
Stop that.
I'm like Hyflix. I'm more to hell with the NIL, the Niners game plan on Sunday against the Patriots or whatnot. I'm more interested in like Hyflix and Shasky's 4-year plan as a mayor.
Oh, I already know what I do. Stay away Junction on Market and 6th. I would not allow anyone near there. I just shut it down. Just shut it down for 5 years.
Remember the championship parade route?
No, nope. The whole thing would be just shut. It'd be a giant, I hate to use the term wall, but a giant like wall around the. No one allowed the biggest on 6th wall. Just start there.
So would you do it like the Wire?
At the center.
Would you be like the Wire in Baltimore? Remember they had the zone?
Stay away Junction.
You just go do your drugs in the zone, but you can't leave the zone?
No. We're not doing that anymore. We're already doing that. No. I just want that whole area just quarantine the whole thing off from the rest of society. You're not allowed to go anywhere near there. Got to start there.
This might be the segment of the year. Doobie Award.
I'm on fire.
It's a Doobie Award. Well, campaign the chat's speech all fire. Of the year. The chat's all fire.
Chasky Zaidi 2024.
We ran the analytics.
It is sad, but it's true.
All right, 9-5-4. I got 5-4. Hans Aguda, number 2. It could work. I got to give you the 5 plays. Ready?
Shasky calling the noise complaint on a 95.7 studio right now.
That's good.
That's from Justin.
5 plays. Ready?
Number 5.
Jordan Mason or Isaac Arendo. Can we run a delay? Teams are pass rushing like crazy. When was the last time the 49ers ran a delay? Like a little like fake throw?
You would have had that
boom.
Delay?
Yeah.
You know, Georgia ran out of the SEC championship game last night.
It's got highly
5 yards.
Effective to yeah. slow down the rush. Number 4.
Yards.
You Number ran four. In the red zone last week. Can I get another Ayuk rub route to get him going a little here? All right. Number 3. I want to see in the shotgun a little rollout by Purdy like he's done the last couple of times with a Kittle crosser, a big drag play. All right. Let's get Kittle going. I want him lined up on a corner or a safety so he can run him over. Number 2. Got to get Jacob Cowan a jet sweep. Can I get him a jet sweep?
Yep.
Can I see a jet sweep? Not a pop pass to Ayuk. A jet sweep to Jacob Cowan. And number 1.
I'm with
Number 1.
An intermediate drag route, which is wide open all day, to wide receiver number 1, Juwan Jennings. Over the middle.
I love those plays. I love those plays. Fast 5 now.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast 5. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
What minute is distraught? Because he's going to have to go into principal's office and explain what the hell happened for the last 30 minutes.
I'm going to say what look, I look, say look. Every single time. Ask
look,
them.
Look.
It is sad, but it's true.
You guys lost all the momentum you built. Yay stuff. You had Niners Patriots. Great guest. And you just lost it. You mailed it in on a Friday. What's a payday Friday, Matt? What did you expect? No, I'm kidding.
It ain't nothing you can do about.
Just to make sure we head straight to the elevator after work.
My final thought is this.
Well, you
got to
record something, so.
Oh, damn it. Oh, yeah.
My final thought is this.
Oh. You like that?
Oh, no, I don't like that.
You like that?
Monday is going to be explosive one way or the other. What do the Giants do? What the heck is going to happen with the Niners and the Patriots? And Warriors Media Day?
Warriors Media Day.
I mean, we are going to be balancing so many things. We'll be juggling the 3 topics in the air. Monday's going to be dynamic.
Just sell and just fire it. Where are all these jobs coming from, man?
From your mouth.
You guys, no, that's AI. See, I understand why 95.7 Game has implemented AI into our sound drops.
Like,
there's no doubt. I've never said anything about a crackhead on the corner. I've never said anything about Phyllis Schaefer on a crackhead on the corner. I know that's a lie. I've never said anything
John
like that.
Bonte
Hill will never lie to you ever again. Yeah. I don't lie
John
like that.
John McKaminga with blonde hair. This is the year.
I'm telling you what. You know what? My final thought is this. You know what?
I got him going.
You know what? My final thought is this. Steve Kerr spoke yesterday. We didn't talk much about the Warriors, but I'm telling you guys right now, you better buy stock into Andrew Wiggins. Listen to Steve Kerr.
Well, I mean, I've only seen him the last couple of days since he got back in town. But, you know, number one, he looks physically really fit. I think he also looks, just speaking with him, he sounds very motivated. He's very much at peace. I think he's in a place where he knows the last couple of years have been tough for a lot of reasons, and I think he's primed to get back to, you know, where he was a couple of years ago. He's at the age where he's right in his physical prime, and we've seen him do it. He helped us win a championship. So I'm expecting a big year from Wiggs, and you know, I think there's also a void that is left by Clay's absence that we need to fill. That's a lot of points to score, but it also means we have to rethink how we're doing things, and Wiggs will be featured for sure. He's a guy who's proven he's a 20 point a night guy, and we're going to be relying on him heavily.
Buy your stock.
You know what it is?
The two-way Wiggs.
It's a Bone Thugs year for him. See you at the crossroads.
That's a three.
I mean, his career is at a crossroads.
That's a three.
Which way does he want to go, Uncle Charlie?
Hey, with your campaigner for mayor, can I like be some sort of? Can I be part of the team?
No, we don't align politically on terms of thoughts.
That's what we do.
You're pro RV.
No,
Shasky 2024, make RVs great again.
No, eliminate them.
Can I just be the weasel in your camp?
I feel safer with an RV on my corner.
It's the most ridiculous thing. It's one thing when you're at an RV park and there's hookups. Where is the garbage going?
Hooking up at the RV park?
Let's.
My final thought is it's going to be a very interesting weekend for the Giants. Who's going to win the Willie Mack Award tonight? I'm pretty sure it's my final thought right now, Bonte, not your final thought.
Well, I'm going to pull a Shasky and interrupt you.
Well,
we know Chapman's winning a Willie Mack. Job is done.
Well, okay. Well, then the next one.
Job is over.
All right, and there goes my final thought.
No, I'm kidding.
Very excited to see what Cam Ward does tonight, too. He's going to put on a show. Ooh, Cam Ward, let's go. The U, it's hurricane season. Spadoni, what's your final thought?
Come say what's up to Sam Love and I tomorrow, Freeman's Appliance, from 12 to 3.
Throw up the U with us.
There you go.
Steiny
will be there for a little bit, too. Jim Cosmore's calling. It'll be a good time. Freeman's fall clearance sales event.
What time is Cole's calling?
I don't know.
1 o'clock.
You have to tune in.
You think he's a fan of Caleb Williams?
Oh.
Hey, he had Brock Purdy before anyone else did.
Big stuff for Caleb. Hey, actually, sneaky big game.
Mac Jones. No, what are we talking about?
Stop. I'll give Larry Kruger credit. He was the first on a Brock Purdy. But even Larry admitted, I didn't think he'd be this good. So there's a caveat there.
Sneaky big game, both 1-2. The Bears and the Rams at SoFi Stadium. The Bears are road favorites in that game.
Wait, I thought it was at Soldier Field.
Is it?
Is that SoFi?
I think it's at SoFi.
Damn.
I'll check again.
Are you going to fly down there?
No, for what? The Bears come to Levi's. I don't need to fly.
Could drive an RV down there.
I do want
to. We almost did rent an RV to go to the Super Bowl.
You're right. Soldier Field. But Rams coming off a big win. We'll see.
Let down. All right, we got to go.
Thank God.
We're in trouble. Hey, can I do this read on Monday? Now it's Fast Fire brought to you by Xfinity at Home. We're on the go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Steiny, he's on cloud nine. You should see him. He's never smiled more in the green room since he's been here at 95.7 The Game. My man got a Steph Curry jersey, autographed. Birthday boy, which Shasky thinks I'm jealous of.
Yay!